ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible!
Ladies and gentlemen, so are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby! Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola familia, buenas noches. Soy Carlos Medina y una semana más me tienes dispuesto a acompañarte a lo largo del show de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche, el guitarrista del Boss se ha propuesto rendir homenaje al que está considerado como uno de los mejores cómicos de todos los tiempos, Groucho Marx. Por supuesto, no faltará la música. Esperamos la visita de artistas como Jeff Beck, Ramones, Beatles y los Stones, entre otros. Así que, si te parece, le damos la bienvenida a nuestro maestro de ceremonias favorito. Buenas noches, Steven. Cuando quieras.
October 2nd, 1890. Why does that matter? Well, I'll tell you. And quit talking back to the radio before somebody walks in and finds out how crazy you really are. Oh man, I'm turning into him already. He and his brothers would play the Palace Theater in New York for the first time on February 22nd, 1915. This was considered the highest level a vaudeville performer could reach. He spent the next 8 years as one of the top vaudeville acts before moving on to conquer Broadway in 1923. The year before, they changed their names to the ones we would recognize. Leonard would become Chico, Adolph would become Harpo, Herbert Zeppo, Milton Gummo, and Julius would become Groucho.
My friend, I am highly gratified at this magnificent display of effusion, and I want you to know...
Welcome to the Underground Garage, where we will be celebrating Groucho Marx this week in our usual casually intense manner. He was, after all, a guitar player, you know. Remember him in the rowboat and horse feathers with Thelma Todd? He was playing good. No lip sync either. Death is no impediment in the Underground Garage. We're not prejudiced about such things. Black, white, Arab, Jew, young, old, straight, gay, artist, scientist, alive, dead. We don't care. A member of the family is a member of the family. Everybody's equal in the garage. Some of our best people are dead. Yeah. Some of our rockers rock harder dead than some people out there working right now who are still breathing. Ostensibly. Some people have their biggest hits after they're dead. I have had some of my most rewarding and informative conversations with dead people. I'm not kidding. Most people are far more clear in their thinking, far more profound in their insight after they're dead. They make more sense. They were probably equally intriguing when they were alive, but who notices? Death has a funny way of adding an exclamation point to the sentence that was your life. It makes life an easy-to-understand three-act sitcom rather than an ongoing miniseries. You don't know whether the characters are important, who's going to come and go, what plot lines are going to stick. Life is unfocused. It's unclear. It's confusing. And we're too busy and self-absorbed to think about our own lives, never mind somebody else's. In the final analysis, in regards to the quality of one's work and one's general social standing, let's face it, life is overrated.
Yeah. celebration, quite alone in a crowd. Can I really watch some New Year's celebration or bravado is strong and loud? Well, I don't mind telling you what I'm going through, yeah. Well, I don't mind telling you, baby, cause every word is true. Hey, sometimes I feel like pouring it all out. Sometimes I feel like pouring it all out. Sometimes I feel like pouring it all out. Tonight, all night, all right.
You are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Say love will conquer all. 'Cause when things go wrong, I don't feel that strong at all. Oh, you can count on me. You can count on me to believe it's true. You can count on me. You can count on me to be there with you. You can count on me.
Count on me
to be there.
Now, the first musical number on the program will be a piccolo solo, which we will skip. And the second number will be Signor Pastrami, the Lithuanian pianist. The signor for his first selection will play A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You from the opera Aida.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. You go in, drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and cold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
You know, I think you're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Do you really?
No, but I don't mind lying if it'll get me somewheres.
Oh. I shall be in the supper club tonight.
The supper club?
Yes. Will you join me?
Why, you coming apart?
Oh, come on now. You wouldn't say no to a lady.
I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
I'm just a soul who's intelligent. misunderstood. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
We started our tribute to the Marx Brothers with the Marx Brothers of Punk, the Ramones, just across the river in Queens. I'm against it. The band wrote that one. Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby wrote Groucho's version, produced by Tommy Erdely, otherwise known as Tommy Ramone, and Ed Giant Stasium. First set started with Easy Beats, Good Times, written by Harry Vanda and George Young. Grant Parker and the Rumor, Pouring It All Out, from their second album, Heat Treatment, 1976, written by Graham and produced by Mutt Lange, who of course would produce George Young's younger brothers in AC/DC. It's all connected, right?
Count On Me, from Bunny Carlos. The album is Greetings from Bunnyzuela. He produced the album, and the track is a cover. Norwegian band Fra Lippo Lippi. Get it from BunEcarlos.com.
School Days, just to remind you, where some of you will be tomorrow, it's the classic. All the way to number 3 on the charts, the pop charts. Chuck Berry, the first poet of rock and roll. Great Johnny Johnson on piano, Freddie Bilow on drums, and Willie Dixon on bass. And British Invasion at its finest from the Animals, covering Nina Simone's Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, 1965, produced by the great Mickey Most. And let's hear Groucho on his TV show, You Bet Your Life.
How long have you been a senator?
10 years.
Well, why? What are you doing here? Why aren't you in Washington?
I never go to Washington.
You're a senator, all right.
Aquí me tienes de vuelta. La historia de Groucho Marx comienza un 2 de octubre de 1890 en la ciudad de Nueva York. Julius Henry Marx, de ascendencia alemana y francesa, era el cuarto de 6 hermanos, y si bien tenía en mente dedicarse a la medicina, pronto empezaron a aflorar sus dotes artísticas. Su madre, Minnie Marx, ya había apuntado a su hermano Chico Marx a clases de piano, cuando se dio cuenta de que Groucho tenía una hermosa voz de soprano. Debido a la situación familiar, Groucho y sus hermanos tuvieron que dejar la escuela pronto, de modo que su sueño de convertirse en doctor pasó a un segundo plano, comenzando a desarrollar así su talento artístico, no por gusto, sino por la necesidad de apoyar económicamente al clan. En este punto, a los 15 años de edad, Groucho Marx comienza su historia. Pero de momento, te voy a dejar en compañía de nuestro pequeño Steven. Todo tuyo, Little.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even when you've changed it or condensed it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Salute to Groucho Marx. I was rereading Groucho Marx and other short stories and tall tales by Robert Bader, which I highly recommend. I love reading about the vaudeville days and that whole world. By the time they started making movies, they'd been around. Groucho was 39 when he finally made it. He pretty much introduced the world to cynicism. You know, by the early 30s, he had made and lost a lot of money, and he'd seen everything. And that totally modern cynicism is why the movies hold up better than any of the other comedians, in my opinion. W.C. Fields had that thing too, but Groucho was the king of the cynics. And as cynical as we are right now, and we live in a terminally cynical culture, we still haven't caught up to him. And that was the 1920s, 1930s.
The Marx Brothers had a very successful Broadway run, and Groucho's brother Chico spent every penny on parties, women, boats, horses, and Groucho saved every penny. He used to lecture his brother all the time, don't spend all your money. And then Groucho lost every penny in the stock market crash in 1929. So that was the attitude he came with when he finally hit the national stage. He had the greatest writers in the world, but that was no act. Nobody's that good an actor.
Hallways and staircases every day to climb, to go up to my white ballroom out on the end of time, where I can be with my love, for she is all that is mine, and she'll always be there. My love don't care about time. I laugh with her, cry with her, hold her close, she is mine. The way she tells me of her love, and never is she trying. She don't have to be assured of many good things to find, and she'll always be there. My love don't care about time. Her eyes are dark and deep with love, her hair hangs long and fine, she walks with ease, and all she sees is never wrong or right. And with her arms around me tight, I see her all in my mind, and she'll always be there. My love don't care about time, she'll always be there. My love don't care about time.
Hey, this is Terry Melcher, and you're here with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
We'll be right back.
Are you the floor walker of this ship?
Floor?
Sir, I want to register a complaint.
Why, what's the matter?
Matter enough. You know who sneaked into my stateroom at 3 o'clock this morning?
Who did that?
Nobody, and that's my complaint. I'm young. I want gaiety, laughter, ha-cha-cha. I want to dance.
Cicalini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot. I implore you, send him back to his father and brothers, who are waiting for him with open arms in the penitentiary.
You're rather magical. You disappear. I wish you'd stay. You're rather magical. I want you near. Run away, some sleight of hand. And I'm left holding myself. Rabbit from hell. Won't divulge your secrets, cause magic folks they never tell. You're rather magical. You disappear, I wish you'd stay. You're rather magical. I want you near. Run away, I pick a card, and I feel like the Joker again. A flash of light to distract the audience. Your help is left in the dark. You're out of the magical. You do.
to do it some more. Got it down to a fine art. Remember the first time you tried to do it to me.
Started that set with the Birds. She Don't Care About Time from the incredible Turn, 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 their second album. Their second of, what, five, six, seven incredible albums in a row. Written by Gene Clark, who left soon after the second record. And produced by Terry Melcher, who we lost way too soon. And if it had been up to Charles Manson, it would have been even sooner. La Bobby Fuller for Let Her Dance. Fantastic stuff. Out of Texas, 1965. Produced by the great Bob Keane, who you can hear tapping on a beer bottle if you have headphones on and have been smoking something illegal. Out of Miami, but forever, part of the Memphis family, Sam and Dave, You Don't Know Like I Know. Their third single on Stax, written as usual by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. Sam is still going strong, man. Hi, Sam, if you're listening. Still sounds fantastic.
Magical is the Anderson Council. Their new album, Assorted Colors, a best of, chock full of cool songs. Magical, written by Peter Horvath and sung by him. And he co-produced it with Kurt Ryle. Get it from gemrecordings.com, gem with a J.
And what arguably is the Rolling Stones' greatest moment? Congratulations, spelled the logical way, with a D. B-side of Time is on my side. And of course on what I consider the greatest album of all time, 12x5. Andrew Luke Oldham producing, and the amazing writing team of Mick Jagger and Keith Richards hitting their stride, end of 64. And we will be back with more information you cannot live without regarding the fabulous Marx Brothers.
Doctor, may I have an okay on this, please?
I'm too busy right now. I'll tell you what, I'll put the O on now and come back later for the K.
Hola de nuevo, familia. Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. La carrera artística de nuestro invitado de esta noche comienza a los 15 años. Groucho y sus hermanos se vieron en la situación de ayudar económicamente a sus padres, de modo que empezaron a desarrollar sus dotes artísticas en los espectáculos de vodevil de la Gran Manzana. Fue junto a sus hermanos, Gumo y Harpo, con los que empezó Groucho a recorrerse todo el circuito de espectáculos de la ciudad de Nueva York. Poco a poco fueron ampliando su radio de acción hasta que una actuación en Texas lo cambiaría todo. Aquella noche su espectáculo musical no estaba saliendo nada bien. En un momento dado, Groucho y sus hermanos decidieron hacer algunas bromas sobre el escenario para su propio divertimento. Su gran sorpresa fue que el público presente empezó a soltar grandes carcajadas con aquello que estaban haciendo. A lo largo de 7 años, empezaron a perfeccionar sus números. Es en este momento cuando, por ejemplo, cada uno de ellos adopta un acento particular o cuando Harpo decide probar a no hablar en los números, haciendo las veces, digamos, de mimo. Fue la obra Coconuts la que dio a los Marx la oportunidad de estrenarse en Broadway. Gracias a ella, los hermanos consiguieron firmar un contrato con los estudios Paramount, con los que rodaron varias películas, entre las que podríamos destacar Sopa de Ganso. Es en este momento cuando los esfuerzos de la familia Marx comenzaban a dar sus primeros frutos de gran nivel. Pero antes de seguir avanzando en nuestra historia, vamos a ver con qué nos sorprende, esta vez, nuestro compañero Steven. Cuando quieras, maestro.
But just what they say it for, I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. I am the sixth Marx brother, Mooko, because I'm a Mook. How did they get their nicknames, you ask? Well, they were on the vaudeville circuit performing with Art Fisher in Galesburg, Illinois. And according to Rob, who wrote the book, during a card game on the night of May 15th, 1914, as Art dealt the cards, he began to name them one at a time. And it stuck. The famous critic Alexander Wilcott convinced them to use the names in the act, and they gave it a shot, and it worked out pretty good.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9. And he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And she's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body. To get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial snakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
This is Brother Wayne Kramer from the MC5. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Little Steven. been coming around, gives us something to do. And mama's all born and not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking the street, it's got that beat. Shaking the street, where all the kids meet. Shaking the street, it's got that sound. Shaking the street, said you gotta get down. Sam decided to make the trip all the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met skinny little feet. Said, come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip, I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Kids on Shaking Street have never given in, cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're mad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! The Shaking Street lane and they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down and do a little stomping. When Sally Baker wants to shake a shaker, Bobby Phillips says he's gonna take it to Shaking Street. He's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, he's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, he's got that beat, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down.
Now the band is rocking in it, everybody feeling alright.
Alright.
Yeah, at the club tonight, yeah, you know there's gonna be a fight. Yeah, somebody's gonna get their head kicked in tonight. Jumping in, everybody screaming, come on.
Come on.
There's gonna be a pool of blood on the dance hall floor.
On the floor.
And somebody's gonna get their head kicked in tonight. Yeah. Gonna rip up the chairs and tear down the walls. Smash up the place and really have a ball. Me and my buddies in a physical rest. And the whole place gonna be a goddamn mess. And everybody rocking. Everybody feeling alright,
alright.
chairwoman of the reception committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
I've sponsored your appointment because I feel you are the most able statesman in all Fredonia.
Well, that covers a lot of ground. Say, you cover a lot of ground yourself. You better beat it. I hear they're going to tear you down and put up an office building where you're standing. You can leave in a taxi. If you can't get a taxi, you can leave in a huff. If that's too soon, you can leave in a minute and a huff. You know, you haven't stopped talking since I came here. You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
Mr. Hammer, we haven't been paid in 2 weeks and we want our wages.
Wages? You want to be wage slaves? Answer me that.
No.
No, of course not. But what makes wage slaves? Wages. I want you to be free. Remember, there's nothing like liberty, except Collier's in the Saturday Evening Post. Be free, my friends, one for all and all for me, and me for you, and three for five, and six for a quarter.
Time.
Started with the Kinks' 11th single, A Well-Respected Man, written by the amazing Ray Davies and produced by the amazing Shel Talmy. The MC5, Shaken Street, from their second album, Back in the USA, 1970, written and sung by Fred Smith and produced by John Landau. Very cool, underappreciated stuff at the time.
Somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. Steve Conte's new one. The album is International Cover-Up. That particular track written and sung by Jeremy Spencer, who would be in the original Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green. We're talking about the 60s version. Produced by Wilco, Jasper Van Dorp, and Steve Conte. Get it from steveconteNYC.com.
The Greatest Temptations song that was not a hit, You're Not an Ordinary Girl, written by Lots of Miracles and produced by Smokey Robinson. Incredible, don't you think? And from The Who's very best album, their very first, Circles, once again produced by Shel Talmy. Yeah, he's having a good night, isn't he? And do you have anything to add to that, Margaret?
I want you to hold me. Oh, hold me closer. Closer. Closer.
I hold you any closer, I'll be in back of you.
Por aquí me tienes de vuelta. Continuamos disfrutando del show de Lil Steven aquí en Rock FM. Gracias a la Paramount, los hermanos Marx consiguieron llegar al gran público por medio del cine. Pero su relación con los estudios llegó a su fin, firmando un nuevo contrato, esta vez con la Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Es gracias a esta colaboración cuando surgen dos de sus largometrajes más recordados, Un día en las carreras y Una noche en la ópera. En este momento es cuando Groucho empieza, digamos, a experimentar con los rasgos que tanta fama le darían. El bigote postizo, las grandes cejas de pega y su eterno puro, unido a sus andares tan característicos y su verborrea locuaz y ágil, hicieron de Groucho una de las figuras más icónicas del siglo XX. Su trabajo no se limitó, sin embargo, solo a la gran pantalla. Durante los años 50, cada uno de los hermanos continuó desarrollando otros proyectos profesionales. Groucho fue el que más éxito cosechó. Trabajó en radio, televisión y escribió varios libros, entre ellos una autobiografía titulada Groucho y yo. Cuando quieras, Little.
For our information, just for illustration, tell us how you intend to run the nation.
These are the laws of my administration. No one's allowed to smoke or tell a dirty joke, and whistling is forbidden.
We're not allowed to tell a dirty joke. There will be no gum.
If chewing gum is chewed, the chewer is pursued, and in the who's cow hidden.
If we choose to chew, we'll be pursued.
If any form of pleasure is exhibited, report to me and it will be prohibited. I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Salute to guitar slinger Groucho Marx. Let's hear him talk about those early vaudeville days.
When I played the Palace Theater in New York for the first time, I wore a mustache. And the next week, I was playing the Fifth Avenue Theater in New York, and we had had dinner on 28th Street. And we ate leisurely and got back to the theater just as our curtain music started. I didn't have time to paste on the mustache, so I took some black grease paint that was laying there, and I went on the stage. So Manager Quinn, a fiery Irishman, he came backstage. He says, "What the hell's the idea of that? You didn't have the mustache. You just painted a streak here." He says, "I saw you last week at the Palace, and you had on a regular mustache, and I'm paying you the same salary they paid you at the Palace, and I want the same mustache." Well, there were four of us and only one of him, so we said, "Get the hell out of here." Got the laughs, didn't it? That's all you're interested in. So from that time on, I painted on the mustache.
Yeah, whether it's 70 years ago or 70 minutes ago, promoters are a pain in the ass, baby. He's a trip, though, isn't he? I tell you what, you watch Duck Soup, and you will feel high. I guarantee you that. Drug-free.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from San Diego, California. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, the Little Richards.
Life on Mars. Hello, air breather. This is SpongeBob SquarePants, and you are treating your earholes to the coolest DJ on this big blue marble we call Planet Earth. Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
The second part should be known in this contract as the party of the second part.
Well, I don't know about that.
Now what's the matter?
I don't like it, the second party either.
Well, you should have come to the first party. We didn't get home till around 4 a.m. I was blind for 3 days.
Hey, come here. Sun Up is the worst horse on the track.
I notice he wins all the time.
Just because he comes in first.
Well, I don't want him any better than first. $2 on Sun Up.
Hey, boss, come here. Come here. Suppose you bet on Sun Up. What are you going to get up for your money? 2-1. $1 and you'll remember me all your life.
That's the most nauseating proposition I ever heard.
Pretty little angel eyes. Pretty little angel eyes.
Starting that set with our coolest song in the world this week. Good golly, Miss Molly from the Little Richards. I hope he's listening. The album is Bama Lama Bamaloo. They are out of San Diego on the Sympathy for the Record Industry label. I've seen that name for a while. Of course, a track written by John Mariscalco and Robert Blackwell, but you can call them Bumps. And of course, first done by the Little Richard, singular. It's produced by Little Robert and Little Pat. and they are joined by Little Brian, Little Diane, Little Tom, and Little Letty. Our coolest song in the world this week, good golly, Miss Molly. Dandy from Ian Hunter and the Rant Band. Ian wrote it as a tribute to David Bowie and co-produced it with Andy York. And from the fabulous Cameo Parkway family came D.D. Sharp, Mashed Potato Time. They had all the dance records. Everything that Rufus Thomas didn't have, Cameo Parkway had. Produced by Cal Mann and Bernie Lowe. And the Orlons are doing the background vocals. Yeah. Baby's Gone Bad. Yeah, from the Kurt Baker combo. Very cool stuff written by Kurt. And he co-produced it with Jorge Caldon. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
Pretty Little Angel Eyes, the great Curtis Lee, backed by the Halos, written by Tommy Boyce and Curtis Lee, and produced by Phil Spector. 1961 for the Dunes label out of Yuma, Arizona, Curtis Lee. And Groucho, anything to add?
Take a letter.
Who to?
To my dentist. Dear dentist, enclosed fine check for $500, yours very truly. Send that off immediately.
I'll have to enclose the check first.
You do, and I'll fire you.
Bueno, familia, vamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. A lo largo del show hemos recorrido la historia de uno de los mejores cómicos de todos los tiempos, Groucho Marx. A su paso dejó 3 matrimonios y 3 hijos, 18 películas para el recuerdo y toda una legión de seguidores que repiten sus ingeniosas frases por todo el mundo. Marx falleció un 19 de agosto de 1977 a la edad de 86 años como consecuencia de una neumonía. Pero su humor ácido e ingenioso ya forma parte de la cultura universal contemporánea. Ahí quedan sentencias como: el matrimonio es la principal causa de divorcio. Nunca olvido una cara, pero con la suya haré una excepción. O, por ejemplo, esta otra: ¿por quién me ha tomado? Yo tengo unos principios, y si no le gustan, tengo otros. Todo tuyo, pequeño Steven.
My best friend. What's your name again?
Loophole.
Glad to know you.
It's your pleasure. Ah, this meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Ah, Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais, Dubarry, Gabo. Rolled into one. Oh,
Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoo. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
You are in the Underground Garage, and whatever it is, we're against it. We're going to take a break for a minute from our Underground Garage salute to Groucho, to salute another special brother, our freak of the week, Dewey Phillips. He was one of a handful of the most important DJs that ever lived. He worked in Memphis and was probably the wildest cat ever on the radio. He had a nonstop rap going 100 miles an hour. He'd sing along with the records, repeat them when he liked them. He would repeat sections of songs he liked, an intro or whatever. He played black artists along with white artists when nobody was doing that in the South. Did his own commercials, got all the names wrong, he'd stumble through it. Sponsors didn't care. And he ended all with, "Tell 'em Phillips sent you." The first man to play Elvis Presley, he broke him wide open. Jerry Lee Lewis broke him. He was the rockabilly wild man those artists would emulate. He called his show Red, Hot, and Blue. Let's just hear a little taste.
You got an old furniture around the house. Maybe you get a divorce, you know, or you're moving or whatever happened, you know, and you need to sell your furniture. Just call them Jackson 55070, and they'd be glad to come out there and buy your furniture, or maybe you just want to trade in for brand new. It doesn't make any difference. Now, 310 South Main Street, they have a complete line of modern bedroom suits and living room suits. Living room suits complete with table lamps and one package price, and you save up to $50. New 7-piece living room group. For only $15 down plus 2 table lamps, absolutely free. Low weekly payments or monthly payments, any way you want to do it. New 7-piece modern bookcase bedroom suits for only $15 down plus 2 table lamps, absolutely free. Now, there's no can charges, no interest at all. I mean, man, when you go down there, you save nothing but money and get nothing but the best. They got a whole basement full of good used furniture. Now, it's getting summertime, you know. Maybe you want to buy some lawn furniture. I mean, man, they've got it. Whether it's brand new or good used, just go on down and get you a wheelbar load of, get you a wheelbar load of Mad Dogs, run them through the front door, and tell them Phillips sent you from Red, Hot, and Blue. What do you want, fella?
Is the stork flying over your house?
Oh, get out of here, Red Skelton. We got blip blop.
You see? Thought I was wild. It's my man. Baby, 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 baby. I come back, baby. I wanna play house with you.
Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, you may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And I'll be come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play house with you.
All in the house, baby.
One thing, baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Hit it.
Understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And I'd love it, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Professor,
whatever you say is a lie. He's only a shell of his former self, which nobody can deny.
Whoopee!
I tell you, you're ruining that boy. You're ruining him. Did my son tell you you had beautiful eyes?
Why, yes.
Told me that, too. Tells that to everyone he meets. Oh, I love sitting on your lap. I could sit here all day if you didn't stand up.
About the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise the dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one that called the seventh son. Sounds so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one.
24/7 sun. I'm the one, the one they call the seventh sun.
At Coconut Manor, and when the crowd gathers around, I want you to mingle with them. Don't pick their pockets, just mingle with them.
I'll find time for both.
Yeah.
got a hold of my mind. My. You sure are the strangest kind. Got no words for you, baby. Ain't no words I can find. Now I know why to call you. Know why to call you, baby. I know why to call you. Know what to call you. You're the world's worst woman the devil ever made.
Cowboy Jack Lemmon, Sun Records producer, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, playing the coolest songs ever made.
And I'm just out of school, I'm a freaking real cool. I got the jump, got the job, got the message up and live. I'm a wife, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, I'm gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake all night long. I shake till I beat to come home from the ball. But I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep a shaking, gonna keep a moving, baby. Don't you grab my stock, and I'm a real wild child. My 88, get that ship, and don't be late. We're gonna move it all night long. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep it moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. Whoa! Get to moving when the sun goes down. All the after dark, I can get around. Gonna move all around, maybe have a hop. When we start to bump, and I say, okay, stop, but I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I'm gonna keep it shaking, gonna keep on moving, baby. Don't you grab my style, I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child, I'm a real wild child. Watch out!
Hello? I must be going. I cannot say I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am through it.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
We started that set with Elvis Presley with Scotty and Bill, as it said on the vinyl 45, fourth of his five singles on Sun Records that would define rockabilly. Maybe Let's Play House, written by Arthur Gunter, produced and engineered by the amazing Sam Phillips, Scotty Moore, Bill Black, and DJ Fontana, the drummer that would join them soon, now all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Seventh Son, Johnny Rivers, one of Willie Dixon's 100 cool songs. Johnny Rivers, the house band at the Whiskey A Go-Go, when Elmer Valentine invented go-go girls.
Trippin' on Your Love is Primal Scream, their new one from Chaosmosis. Andrew and Bobby wrote it. Andrew, Bobby, and Bjorn Yidling produced it. Get it from PrimalScream.com.
Rack My Mind was the Yardbirds. From Roger the Engineer, otherwise known as Over Under Sideways Down. Of course, that's Jeff Beck in the band at that time. and co-produced by Paul Samuel Smith and Simon Napier Bell. And we finished our tribute to Dewey Phillips with another Memphis record, Jerry Lee Lewis out of Faraday, Louisiana, but recorded at Sam Phillips' Sun Studios. Jerry Lee produced by Cowboy Jack Clement. Thank you, Dewey Phillips, and thank you, Marx Brothers.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke. Or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. It's not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Pues hasta aquí el Underground Garage de Rock FM de esta noche. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio en compañía del guitarrista del Boss y de quien te habla. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te emplazo a que nos encontremos, si te apetece, pues el próximo domingo a partir de las 10 de la noche aquí en el show de Lil Steven en Rock FM. Hasta entonces, te mando un abrazo muy fuerte y te deseo una feliz semana. Hasta luego, Little.